Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for joining us this beautiful Tuesday evening. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to join us. And for that, we're truly grateful. And we don't take any of that for granted. Tonight's topic is building a lasting legacy. But before we jump right in and bring our guests on, I want to thank our sponsors for On Fire to Inspire, and our sponsor is Apostle Zoe Leggett and Andrea Zoe Leggett, and she is the author of The Original Version. Now, this is not just a book. It's actually a life-changing manual, so you can get a physical copy of that book by emailing azoelifeministries@gmail.com, or you can go out and take a look on any of your different social media online bookstores, your online bookstores, and get a copy of it. It's called The Original Version. And get your highlighter ready, get your notebook ready, and get ready to partake and eat and feast on this beautiful and awesome book that is life-changing. Again, it's entitled The Original Version by Apostle Andrea Zoe Leggett, and you can get yours today. Then we have Aphographics, and it's actually spelled A-P-H-O-G-R-A, after the Frank X. Aphographics specializes in photography and graphics, so they take care of all your graphics and photography needs, from banners to business cards, flyers, invitations, logos, websites, letterheads, newsletters, and so much more. You can contact them at aphographics@gmail.com or 706-489-6416. Again, you can contact any of our sponsors through their Facebook business pages, as well as the email addresses and that was left. And I tell you, let them know that you heard it here on Fire to Inspire. If you're interested in being a sponsor for On Fire to Inspire, the cost right now, the special is continuing at only $25 for the entire month. Yes, you heard it right. $25 for the entire month is the special that we are continuing. So, guys, we are back with tonight's topic, and it is building a lasting legacy. Now, a lot of people hear me say all the time, it's time to stop leaving liabilities, and it's time to create a legacy. Now, I'm going to say that one more time. It's time to stop leaving liabilities and creating legacies. So with that said, I'm so excited about bringing on our guest tonight, Miss Shani Salmon Godfrey. Shani is, I tell you, going to be a blessing to you because she's helped so many people bring life and birth life into their businesses and helping building their brands and everything else that's producing and creating legacies for their family. Welcome to the On Fire to Inspire platform. How are you doing this evening, Shani?
I'm great. How are you?
I am great. I'm great. We're so excited about having you and grateful that you're able to join us tonight.
I'm excited. I even love the name, okay? I'm ready.
Amen. You know, Shani, I can't even take the credit for it. The Holy Spirit gave me even the title of the show itself. So the name of the show and everything, the book, he gave it to me. So I can't take the credit. I just say I was an humble and obedient servant. How about that?
Yeah, that works.
Amen. Shani, can you introduce yourself to the On Fire to Inspire listeners this evening?
Yes, I am Shani Salmon Godfrey. I am a media and branding coach, and I'm the founder and CEO of Elevation TV Network, as well as the author of The Five Entrepreneurial Mindsets. So that's a little bit about me, and I'm just super excited to be here with you guys. I did everything in media, from TV, radio, podcast, magazine, and I'm just excited just to be, listen, I'm on fire about this legacy, so I'm just happy to be here.
Amen, amen, and amen. Now, Shani, you this topic, I always ask the guests, what does this topic, building a lasting legacy, mean to you? What does that mean to you?
Building a lasting legacy is our footprint. I always look at legacy as our footprint. It's the evidence of our whole entire existence. And you said something, and you said, you know what? Stop leaving liability. That's exactly what our legacy is. Our legacy is when we actually are leaving. It's kind of a receipt for our life then. After God gave us this amazing life, right? It's our legacy is a receipt. Like, you know what, Lord, here's what I did with the time that you gave me. It's our footprint.
All right. I love it. I love it. I love it. Now, how did you get into this? What led you to doing what you do, because there's such a passion in what you do. Tell me what led you to it.
You know, I always, for one, very shy. I'm very shy. So don't for a second think that I came up with this on my own, because I'm a very shy person. But I just remembering that I worked in the hospital and I worked on the floor. And I had a lot of patients that was hurting. I said, Lord, you know what? I want to speak up for people. I really want to be that voice for them. And as a healthcare provider, that I was that voice for them. And he said, you know what? I'm going to use your life and I'm going to use your voice and I'm going to use you. And as you can hear, I have an accent. So I said, Lord, not really. You talking to a country girl from Jamaica, okay? And that fight, so I was like, Lord, I can't do media, okay? I don't even want people to see me. I don't want to be in the front. I want to be behind the scenes holding these people, praying for them, walking them through their process. And he said, no, I'm taking you public. And I was sitting in a church, and when he spoke that to me, he sent me to sit down. He said, I want you to go on Facebook Live. Didn't even know how to go live. I had to be YouTubing how do I go live. And he said, go live. I went live that night, and I told my testimony. And every week for a whole year, he said, sit here and tell your story. And sit here and breathe life into the people. Sit here and empower and try to compel them to transform and to empower them, to elevate them. And I said, okay, Lord. And I was obedient to that. And out of that, I started to do what I'm doing now, where I'm doing everything else in media. But that was the original goal. It was through obedience. He said, do it. And I said, yes, Lord. Shy, I would even record the videos, upload them, and go to sleep so I don't have to really see the comments. It was...
Wow.
Yeah, shy, okay. And that's when I started, and he said, you know what, I want you to be there for the ones that I'm birthing. Because everybody that do media know that when you're birthing anything, it could be a book, magazine, TV, radio, whatever it is, it's never easy. And it's hard to get that help, you know. It's hard, it's hard.
Right.
And when he said, you're going to be that person that helped them. I said, okay, Lord, didn't have a clue what I was doing, but I just said yes. And that's how I ended up doing media.
You know what? All he needs is your yes, because he'll direct you on the rest. Oh, my God. Now, so you move from, your everything was just inspired out of what he was birthing on the inside of you. Now, you said that he told you, I'm going to help you. How did you say that? Oh, my God, it hit my spirit, and I was like, I almost took off running. he said he was going to help you. You were going to birth a people, help people birth. How did you say that? Because I was trying to write that down, and I missed it.
He's going to help, yes, that I'm going to help people, that people that he's birthing, that I'm going to help them. I'm going to be there to help them. People birth those passions and those legacy, and thus my show, that my first show was The Gifted. And The Gifted were really men and women of God that's working behind the scenes, and now God is birthing forth, telling them to come forth, and they're it's kind of like a baby, right? And they're trying to take the first step, but they need that person saying, it's okay, get up, come on, walk. Here's what you do. Keep going. And they need that person, and he said, I'm going to make you that person. And literally, when he said that to me, I started crying because you're talking to somebody that's shy and got an accent, okay?
Ooh-wee.
So it was a whole lot of faith, okay? Because I said, mm-hmm. Lord, do you know that not only am I country, do you not hear me? I'm shy. I'm a country girl, and I'm shy, and you're putting me in one of the biggest mountains is media. And let's be real. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't want us hear you telling people that you can do it. They don't want that, oh, this is what God has for you. Let me help you. A lot of them is mm-hmm. going to tell you, be quiet. You know, stop. Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. they feel like it's, you're creating too much competition, but what's yours is yours, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You're right on with that. Yes.
So as you're helping them build those legacies, what's the first thing that you're seeing that you have to break? Because I know there's some things that you got to help them break off. What are some things that you're having to help them break firsthand?
Rejection.
Mm.
A lot of people, they look at it as fear, right?
Uh-huh.
And they're saying, you know what, like myself, when I thought that this little shy stuff, that the shy mess, and I call it a mess because a lot of things that come with the shy, it comes from mm-hmm. rejection and the devil telling mm-hmm. us that nobody want to hear us. You understand mm-hmm. me? It might be something like an accent where we feel like Moses. I don't have excellence of speech, Lord. And God is saying, I gave you everything that you need. And I had to realize that if you go and you go in his name and you do what he tell you to do, the word of God said if they reject you, they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting him.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we have to break. First thing we have to face is this rejection. I'm saying, listen, know what you're talking about. Know what your assignment is, and you stay true to that. And when you hear that no, and my show, I had to get guests. My show is not a show that I do by myself. I had to go get guests. And I uh-huh. wasn't getting guests that even knew who I was. Because uh-huh. I was especially the kid on the block, and he's saying, go to this person. I said, Lord, they got like 5 books. They're bestsellers. They're on all these TV networks, big TV networks. Don't nobody know me? He's saying, mm-hmm. I am positioning you. I am promoting you. I am marketing mm-hmm. you. Go to them and say this to them, and they're going to tell you yes. And I literally will send them a message and go to sleep. And in the morning, I would know, is it a yes, is it a no, or is it no response? And that's how I had to do it, because of that spirit of rejection. And that's mm-hmm. what I see when it comes to that whole media or launching a business or anything that God give us, is that rejection mm-hmm. that always faces us, look us right mm-hmm. in the mirror and tell us we can't do it.
Shut it right on down, right? Shut
mm-hmm.
it right
mm-hmm.
on down. So you help
mm-hmm.
them go ahead and turn that off and shut that down, get that
mm-hmm.
on out the way.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next step that we would tell them? After we shut that down, what's the next step to do?
Procrastination.
Mm, girl, you said a mouthful. That deserves a hand clap right there. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yes.
Because we get through that rejection, you know, and then we mm-hmm. sit down and we said, you know what? All right, I'm okay with the no's. And God is saying, there's more. That I'm
mm-hmm.
okay. I feel like let me give you a little testimony that happened just what's today, Tuesday, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting down, and he's like, I need more from you, go deeper. I said, Lord, I'm already doing, I feel like 101 things, but he's saying, no, you're going to do a little bit more. And
mm-hmm.
those are the things that he gave me a year ago. And instead of me launching it when he told me to launch it, I keep putting it off. I'm not ready, Lord. I need this. I need that. I need that. And he's saying, go deeper, mean don't worry about what you need or what you think you need. Just do what I tell you to do. And we always say he'll make the provision. He'll really mm-hmm. make the provision. Because he promised what? He'll supply all of our needs. That
yeah.
means until we need it, he's not going to supply it. So as long as we're sitting down waiting for it, it's not going to come. because we don't have a need yet. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And once we get through that procrastination and we decide to go forth and launch off into the deep, everything is going to come, the boat, whatever we need, it's going to be there. But we have to go up, step into the water. You don't need a boat if you're not in the water. Where are you going to paddle the boat? On dry land?
You want to say it.
I told you I was country now.
Now, Sammy, where do you say you're from again?
I'm from Jamaica, but I'm from the country in Jamaica. I'm not a city
okay.
girl. I'm Jamaican, and I'm from the country in Jamaica, okay?
Okay. Whew, that is funny. Well, you got to go on dry land with a boat. I love it.
You got a boat on dry land, rowing on the dry land. You need to get out in the water, and you cannot
yes.
be right there by the shore and trying to paddle.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to go anywhere. You got to go out in the water for this boat to work, you know?
Yes, I agree. Completely agree. Whew. All right, so we shut down fear and rejection. We shut down procrastination. What's the next step?
Obedience.
Ooh, yes, ma'am.
Obedience. And listen, I was guilty of this whole obedience for a long time because
mm-hmm.
one thing about that deep water, the mm-hmm. deeper you get, the bigger the waves seem to become. When you're the closer you are to the shore, by the time the wave comes to the shore, it died down a little bit. It's not
mm-hmm.
as big as it is when you're out there in that deep water. So
right.
when we get out there, it looks scary.
Mm-hmm.
It looks really bad.
Right.
But we got to be obedient to do what God tells us to do. And
right.
that's where we struggle a lot. Because if we have, say, for example, our platform hold like 500 people. And now
mm-hmm.
he's saying, go to 1,000, go to 5,000, go to 10,000. That's scary
mm-hmm.
because it's
mm-hmm.
not going to be easy. Neither is it going to be pretty. And everything that we talk about before, rejection and procrastination, it's going to show up. And it's going
right.
to tap you on your shoulder. Those things will always show up. And that's what I want us to remember tonight, is it will always show up. Always.
But it can't stop you. It can't
it
stop
can't
you.
Stop you. It can't stop you. Can't.
No.
But
no.
the more you grow, it will always show up. They always said, the higher the level, the bigger the devil.
You know, the old folks used to say that all the time. They did. But you know what I've come to understand? I've come to understand that the power and authority we walk in, we can shut
mm-hmm.
a whole lot of stuff down. You know what I'm saying? But
mm-hmm.
when we don't know, we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, girl, you are speaking to us tonight. Please help the people out. Because so many people have allowed fear and procrastination and rejection to paralyze them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's
mm-hmm.
time. The Lord said it's time to move forward. It's time to go forth. And so I am so excited about this topic tonight because, you know, who can better tell that person that someone's lived it out, and that's what you've done. You lived this, and you're helping others overcome it.
You must. You
yes.
must. You know what? God told me, he always said, and every time he told me that it's time for me to get to that next level of elevation,
mm-hmm.
I always get back to that same place. It's every time we grow,
mm-hmm.
always going to be in that same place where now it's a bigger rejection, bigger procrastination, bigger my way. You understand? We're going to say it's my way, but it's your way or God way. Pick a way, but it can't be two ways. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's always... You're like, did she say that? I sure did. It's your way or God way. You pick a way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it can't be both ways. And it's you're always going to be faced with that. And he'll say to me, walk it out. I say, Lord, but... And every time I see a but, he'll say, walk it out. There's nothing else to do but walk it out.
Girl,
and that's when
yes.
you're walking.
Yes, yes, yes. When you said... So many times you say, but I don't understand, but I don't know. All you need is to take the but and replace it with a yes. You're
mm-hmm.
helping somebody right now, whether they're listening live or they're listening to the recording. You are truly helping them. What else do you want to share with them? Because you speak of some life. You're breathing some life into some people that have been in that place of paralysis, but now they've awakened and they're moving again. They're mobile. They move from immobile to mobile. You just took that I am on off of that girl. So help them on. Help take them on through, girl. Help take them on through.
We got to be consistent.
Yes.
It's like I'm getting emotional right now because I just feel like that we are in a season where God is not calling us to be busy or to even hustle. He's calling us to legacy. You understand what I'm saying? And it's going to come hurt, aloneness. We going to be alone sometimes to where we feel like what God is saying, and this is what I'm hearing in my spirit is, we feel like we're not getting the support that we need because we're looking for the support in the wrong direction.
All right.
When it comes to legacy, the only voice that we have to listen to is God's legacy, is God's voice, so we can have God's legacy. Because go back as far as to Abraham, right, to Noah, to Moses. When they were building these things, you have Noah that was building a ark 100 years before people even knew what rain was. He couldn't have listened to anybody but God. When Moses was going to Egypt, he was doing some things that, listen, they've been in slavery. Nobody even attempted to do what he's doing. Okay? It was what they were used to. And they only told him to do what they were used to doing. And when you're building legacy, you have to block everything and everybody out except for the voice of God. You got to listen to the Holy Spirit, because especially when you're doing something that you are the only one in your surrounding, your circle is doing, even your family is doing, nobody can tell you to do it God's way but God. They can tell you what they think God is saying, but you are the legacy carrier. That is your footprint. No two footprint is. I was reading a book today, and that book had me like, wow, God, I hear you. And it was a new book, and he was saying that can't nobody out Amazon. Okay. What they're saying is can't nobody carry your legacy, build your legacy, work your legacy, push your legacy, then you can.
Right.
It don't matter how many different people look like they're doing what you're doing. They don't have what you have. And you are the secret sauce. You are the secret weapon. As long as you are being obedient to what God has in store for you and be consistent, it's going to go exactly where God promised you it's going to go.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And yes, ma'am. Woo. Consistency, got it. As you're talking, I'm actually making sure that I'm posting these points on the On Fire to Inspire Network page, and I'm putting different things so they can go back and be able to check you out. Woo, you're blessing them, honey. You're blessing them. Keep going, honey. Keep flowing. Keep flowing. Let the Lord use you.
Amen. You know, it's funny, we talk about legacy, and especially being a media coach. And God is pushing us to a lot of media, as you can see, right? Because it's a lot of people that we never noticed them doing media, but they are now. And we got to stay so focused in what God has in store for us, because the Word of God said that He's not going to come until everybody hear His Word. Years ago, it seemed impossible. But now, because of media, it's not so much impossible. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And we have to look at our platforms as ministry. And when we switch our focus to that, and we look at our legacy as ministry, then we will be lined up with the will of God. Because our life is a testimony, no matter how we want to look at it. It could be an entrepreneur. We go back to entrepreneurs now to read their books, right? When we need to, we need to get to that level. That's their legacy. That is their footprint and their evidence that they were here. And that lined up. It lined up with where we're trying to go. And that's what we're doing for somebody else. We are doors. And when we start looking at that, we won't take it personal when somebody tells us no. People are telling you no because you are the door. Okay? You are the door. You're waiting for doors, but you are the door. And what you need to do is operate in what God called you to operate, that gift, that vision, that dream, that goal, that degree, everything that God put in your heart that keep you up at night, that you wake up in the morning thinking about. That's what you should be doing. And you are the door. You might be a doctor, but now you have to go train other doctors. You're going to have to go show them how to go help some people. You're going to end up ministering to those people. You could be in the army, wherever you are. Whatever gifts and talent God give us, whatever it is that he gives us, we have to understand that. I struggled with that for a long time, and I said, Lord, you know what? I'm always, from my childhood, always the one that everybody comes to call when they need something. I said, but Lord, when I need something, the only person I could call is you. Mm-hmm. And he said, yes. Yes, let them use you. Even the ones that I know is using me, I said, Lord, did you not just see such and such just try to do me over like that, Lord? And you still saying to give it to the person? He's saying, yes, because you are the door. Don't take it personal. When you don't get the support that you know you deserve, it's because you are the opportunity maker. You are the door. You are the person that's going to be breathing life into people. You are the pusher. Let's just say you are the cheerleader. You're the one that's going to say, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it. You're
yes,
that one.
Okay, you preaching up in here tonight. It's okay. Let me tell you, it's about what he's purposing in his heart. That's why a lot of times I do not pre-plan shows, because one of the things I tell people all the time, Shani, is that I'm just the mouthpiece. This is his show. So, see, we couldn't have planned it like this. You understand what I'm saying? We just kind of give way to him doing what he does best. So I'm so glad, because I'm telling you, it's so in agreement with my spirit and what God has been saying, even to me, on some things that I had been kind of saying, okay, Lord, is it time yet? Is it time yet? So, and there are other things that, you know, I'm pushing other people, saying, hey, Lord, so what you waiting on? So you're in so much confirmation mode. Confirmation mode.
Amen. My God. It's like, we have to understand that it's some things that we're waiting for in this season that God already gave us last season, but we haven't worked it, okay? We haven't even begun to use what he gave us, and we're looking for the next level, but we haven't even realized that we have everything that we need to get to that level in the palm of our hands. We just wasn't looking for it to be in our hands. We expect that somebody was going to come and give it to us, but it's already in our hands.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And we have to launch out and do what God tells us to do. And I don't know why I keep coming back to obedience, but all I'm hearing is what you're looking for is already in your hands. Just use it. It's the things that you want that I already gave you, but you need to use it. It's difficult and it's hard because you're going to have to do it for yourself. You're going to have to do it for yourself. You're going to have to physically put your hands on it, because the anointing is within you to birth it. Let's be real. A woman that is pregnant, when it's time for her to push that baby out, she cannot be like, tag, you come push this baby out for me. It don't work like that.
Yes.
And that's kind of we do with these things that God give us. We put so much into it, and we're saying now when it's time for us to get to the next level that we're stepping away. No, 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 no. The baby's crowning. We're not there yet. You're going to have to push. That means you're going to have to feel this pain. Because that's when we protect what God gives us. That's the difference between legacy and everything else. And I call it hustle. That we have people that they're doing big things, but every year, if you go back and look at what they're doing, it seems like the same thing just over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
No true growth. And I said, Lord, why is that? And he said, because they're hustling. And you're not billing. When you're billing, you're gonna, when you step away from this world, your children's children's children, and so God decide to take this earth back, is gonna be able to show what you've been working so hard for.
Mm-hmm.
Your books, they can read them.
Mm-hmm.
Your shows, they can watch them.
Mm-hmm.
Your radio, they can watch them. Your radio, they can now take it over. And I do believe that if this world is hard and we're struggling, and I mean the struggle gets real sometime, if I'm going to struggle, listen, I'm pushing out legacy. Because I'm not going to go through all of this struggle and billing and walk away and there's nothing to show what I've been sweating for years. You understand what I'm saying? And we got to be intentional about what we're doing in this season. We can't do it just to... If it's not attached to legacy, we got to let that stuff go.
Amen. No more time for being busy and just running in a circle getting nothing done, right?
Right. You hit the nail right on the head. We busy being busy. Girl, I'm busy. I be busy. You finish what God tell you to do? Girl, I ain't launched the ministry yet, but I'm so busy over here doing that. God said... If he said, teach and preach my gospel, and you over here busy doing business, you're going to be busy. But it's not going to go where you want it to go because you're not in obedience.
Wow.
And we have saying that. What's that saying, Lord? How do I say this so they understand what I'm saying? It's like the saying is long run, short catch. All that means is when our parents tell us to do something, and we decide that we do our own will and do our own way. They said, okay, long run, short catch. And they stop talking. And we can run for days and weeks and months. And all they mean is, girl, when I catch you, ooh-wee, for everything that you thought that I didn't know you were doing, you going to get it. And that's what we do. That's what we do. That's what we do to God. Saying, come over here. Do it. We're like, okay. Remember the whole procrastination, right? Here, dude. Okay. Obedience, right? Come over here, dude. Rejection, right? And when God finally get a hold of us, I see people, and it happened to me too, God pretty much reset us. That means every business, every single job, everything that we had going for us at that minute, he stripped it completely away. Bring us back to zero, broke without a dime, and say, now, my will or your will, you choose. And until we said your will, Lord, and we stick to that your will, we don't go where we think we were going in the first place. We don't.
You know, many times, like we said with the show, we can't even fathom how it's supposed to turn out anyway. So when you're walking in obedience, girl, you set a mouthful with the obedience piece, because many times that's the part you're fighting against. Well, you know, because you have the excuses, but you said, let all of that go. Yes, ma'am, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Add along with the excuse. I call them my try to get out of jail free cards. But God. And every but God. Do it yourself. But God, do it yourself. Okay, well, now forget it then. Might as well go do it and stop complaining. And that's what we do. We sit down on all these gifts and talents. And it could be media, right? We're saying, God, I don't have the equipment that I need to do what you tell me to do. He's like, you got a cell phone that you just paid $1,200 for, right? Mm-hmm. It got a camera. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. You got media. You got a Facebook, mm-hmm. right? Yep. You got media. You got a cell phone. We literally have everything that we need to do whatever God called us to do on our cell phones. If it's a nonprofit, right. you can run a whole nonprofit off your cell phone. If it's a church, you got a cell phone. If it's a TV show, if it's an author, whatever it is, mm-hmm. you got the apps. You got a Microsoft app on your cell phone. Use it. Start writing that book. In the middle of that book, you'll be surprised. Somebody might come and give you a brand new MacBook and say, here you go. God said to give you this to finish what he told you to do. I have never, and here's the scripture, I have never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. As far as we can remember, anytime God sends somebody on an assignment, he gives them specific instructions. And as long as they follow his instructions, a provision is already waiting for him. He'll tell the apostle, go down to such and such, and when you go there, you're going to see XYZ. And he'll tell the person, somebody else, go down this place, and you're going to see this man that look like this. And he will line people up for you, give you what he needs from you. The problem is we're not paying attention to his voice, for when those people come, they might not look like what we think that they're supposed to look like. Their name might be where we think that it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And we miss it. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we look at it like, especially entrepreneurs, we look at it like, okay, it's going to be money. It might just be the know-how. It might just be you need a coach. You don't need cash. You got what you need. You're a brilliant designer, but you didn't know that because you never tried it. And that's why that's where coaches like me come in, brand coach. And the first thing I do is, you're going to do this yourself because you're going to know how much it costs to do it, time and money. So when you do have to pay somebody, you're going to learn how to appreciate other people's gifts and talent. You're not going to say, oh, no, I'm not going to give them that. I'm not going to do this. As long as you can afford it and it's in your budget, you are going to do it because you're going to appreciate that person's gift because now you know how much work it takes.
I agree.
And then you are going to appreciate your business even more. Because you know about every single position that comes in that business. For me, now on my network, I have like 7-8 hosts and all this and bloggers that write for the blog. I had to do it all by myself. So now I'm the poster child for their show is on. I'm right there unless I can't be. Yes, go, amen. And I'm right there supporting them. Why? I remember when I had to do it all by myself. And now that I don't have to do it all by myself, I appreciate the people that God sent to me. Because truthfully, in my younger days when I was disobedient, I would have people work for me. And I feel, and I truthfully, I had to go back and repent. Because I would want it done now. And I don't care. Do it now. And when I started doing it all by myself, not everything can be done now. And that's where grace and mercy come in. Now I have some. Didn't always have some.
Girl, oh my goodness. The last thing you said a moment ago that I posted hit my spirit so hard, because many times people don't think about this, but you said, provision is already awaiting in your obedience. I mean, everything that you need is already there. All you got to do is walk forward. But it's just like you said a while ago about that boat on the dry land. Oh, my goodness. Yes, ma'am. Oh, my goodness. That was good right there. That's good.
God have a way. He just have a way of making a way out of no way. And so, you know what? It's funny that we always quote these scriptures, but it's in legacy. It's when we really live these scriptures. Really, we have to live all of it. When he said he'll make the provision, then we'll be like, okay, it sounds cute. But listen, when you are down to your last dime and you know that you got God's business to take care of, mm-hmm. and you got your business to take care of, and God's business comes first, you're going to learn to trust him to make the provision for your business.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Pay the light or pay his business light bill. Okay, which one you going to pay first? Being in obedience, his.
Right.
Just right. saying. And trust
Amen.
Him. But you still got some light. And if you don't have no light, you know what? Hallelujah. Anyhow, Lord, I don't know what it is that you're trying to keep me from. But thank you.
Oh, my goodness. But you know what, Shani? Every time that you walk in obedience, like you said, that provision has been made. So when you walk in that place of obedience, you'll see that, okay, God, I chose to go ahead and do this because you told me to take care of you and honor you. Then you'll look over and you see that ram in the bush. It's like, oh, there you go. And mm-hmm. both things are taken care of simultaneously. And you just be like, couldn't have planned it any better. God, I thank you. Thank you, because you're so good to me.
mm-hmm.
I
you know
thank
what?
You.
You may be the rhyme in the
book. Say that.
Because that was my first. Lord, why am I this week? Lord, why am I always the rhyme in the bush? And that's when you talk to God, just be real with him. You mm-hmm. notice that all those apostles and those men of God, that we know they weren't all the way right. Sometimes they were completely left. But God said what? I'm well pleased, man after my own heart. Why? Because they're honest with him. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Lord, why am I always the ram in the bush? Can I get a ram?
Oh, my goodness. Remember, you're that door. You're the door.
The door, right. He's going to just remind you. Like, you know, he always going to hit you with, you know what, my grace is sufficient. So he just going to start crying, hallelujah, Lord. Your grace is sufficient then. You know?
Oh, my goodness.
Sometimes you just have to say it, Lord. Today, I feel like I'm just the ram in the bush, and I feel like I'm always the ram in the bush. And before you finish speaking, he'll uh-huh. have something lined up for you. A lot of times, yeah. listen, sometimes he will give it to us in strategies, okay, and ideas uh-huh. and vision. And some, uh-huh. I tell you, I remember God saying to me, I said, Lord, I will be going to churches, and I don't know about y'all, but I will be the one sowing seed. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying, Lord, that I'm always the one getting told to sow some seed. But when they're having these testimony about this person gave this person how much cash in the parking lot, Lord, how come nobody ever gives me cash in the parking lot? I mean, I have those conversations with God, you know? Right. And I'm saying, mm-hmm. how come that they'll get this car and they'll get this house? And you hear some real testimonies. And I'm saying, Lord, I know I be sowing out of obedience because you tell me to, but I never see it like that. And he said to me one day, he said, listen, all those ideas, where do you think they come from? I said, you, Lord. He said, that is your seed coming back to you. That is your seed coming back.
Wow.
You understand? Mm-hmm. If you're supposed to be fishers of men, mm-hmm. okay, if you're fishing, you're going to have to know some things in order for you to reach some certain type of fish, because it's a lot of different type of fish, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of type of fish that you're going to have a lot of different type of baits for you to go catch. And that's why God will give you different type of strategy. You might be doing radio now. God probably calling to your magazine. He probably calling TV. He probably calling fashion show. He probably calling plays. Okay,
you
yeah,
better
he calling some
fashion.
I'm telling you now, he calling you to something.
You better prophesy, girl. You better prophesy. There are some people that I feel in my spirit that you're actually confirming some things. I mean, even within myself, you're confirming for me. But there are some people, when I tell you they're listening, whether they're listening live or they will be listening, there is such a confirmation in my spirit that they're going to get great confirmation and affirmation just hearing everything that you've been sharing. And one of the things that the Lord said to do is to be obedient. And like I said, walk in obedience. But he said, tell them. And so what I want to do is tell you right now, everything that you are doing for the kingdom, out of your obedience, you're fulfilling his will. And so he is well pleased. And I am so grateful that he connected us. My kingdom sister, I'm so grateful that he connected us. I tell you, such a blessing. Amen. Such a blessing. Ooh, my goodness, my goodness. I tell you, there's like fireworks and celebration all up in my spirit right now.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We thank you.
Amen. Yes, God. Amen. Yes, God. So, Shani, I have a person.
Mm-hmm.
I have a person. Now, this person is fictitional for right now, but they may actually be a person. But this person is saying, you know what, you're speaking to me. They're raising their hand. They're saying, they're talking about me. And there's something on the inside of me that I've been sitting on. And I heard God, but I was afraid. So we've dispelled every lie. We've told them to shut everything down. Now they're ready to move forward. What you tell that person to do now? Because that awakening has come and they're ready. What would you tell that person right now?
Power up
all right,
with your prayer and your praise. I'm just saying, listen, power up. Listen, even my coaching client, and whether they're saved or not, I said, listen, there's only one thing I'm going to tell you, that where you're going on this journey, you need to power up. You're going to have to get it in prayer. Praise, because one thing about it, when you're carrying legacy, the attacks is going to come. And it's not always going to come how we think, because we hear a lot about the witches and the warlocks, but sometimes it'll be the home person beside you, the best friends and the husbands and the wives and the jobs and the bosses and the best friends. And you're going to have to power up prayer and praise. When you pray, that's where you kind of shut it all down. I think about it as a cell phone. It's on, what you call it, empty. Drain, battery's dead. And you have to plug the charger, fuel it back up. When you're praying and you lay it all out, you're saying, Lord, everything that I'm dealing with. And when you praise, he's restoring you. He's giving you that energy, that grace, that wisdom, that knowledge, that understanding. He is strengthening your core. Think about your prayer and your praise life as somebody that's going to the gym. And the stronger your core is, and people think about it like the abdominals, that people do them in order for them to just look cute. Abdominals go further than the stronger your abs is, the straighter your posture is. Because your core is strong enough to keep you up. It's the same thing with your spiritual core. The stronger that core is the stronger you can stand. Because when the no's come, when the you can't do it, when the who going, my own family member, who going to read your book? I said, girl, it's going to be New York Times bestseller. You better sit down and watch. Okay? Sometimes you got to speak those things that are not as if they are. You understand? So the devil say you can't, and you got to recognize those spirits. When they say you can't, you got to say I can.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? When they say you won't, you say I will. And you have to pray, you have to pray. Because it's going to come times when you literally feel like you just need the whole armor of God to take your next breath. Especially if you have a family, you're working, and you're building a business. You have children. You're going to be weak sometimes in your physical body, especially when, say, for example, you have a sick day with the flu and the show must go on. Remember the whole consistency? The show must go on.
Must go
it's
on.
Prayer. It's prayer. You see what I'm saying?
Prayer.
Power up. Prayer and praise. prayer and praise power up daily, not yes. just once a week, every single day. And if you don't know how to pray, you read Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. If you're on the new trends, holy is your name. Thy kingdom come. And you just go back to the basics. Sometimes mm-hmm. the best thing we can do is go back to the basics, because that covers everything. Give us this day our daily bread. That means, Lord, you know these bills need to pay and I'm broke. Help me, Lord. It means sometimes you just have to be that real in your prayer. It's not complicated. And a lot of people, they hear pray, but they don't know what do that really mean. It's like what we're doing right now, but you do it with God.
Mm-hmm.
You say, you know,
right,
even yeah. people that really just, they're not, they're like new birth. I'll tell them, mm-hmm. listen, you're having a conversation, and you're saying, God, I don't even know how to pray, but... And you just go on from there. Here's what I need, or here's what's going on with me, or I just need to know you. And start from there. But you must pray. It's not an option, especially mm-hmm. when you're carrying legacy. You will be attacked. And the attacks come from the person closest to you. Those people that's closest to you is who the attacks come through. Why? Because that's where the spirit of projection will take root. If your coworker at work says something, it's easy to be like, girl, bye, whatever. But let that be your best friend that's been in your life for a long time. Mm-hmm. The impact of that rejection. I told my friends today, my book just came out the other day. I said to her, did you get your copy? Because this book is going to ruin a lot of relationships. She started laughing, but they know me so well. You know, but girl, go get you some ice cream or something, because they know me so well. Because mm-hmm. when you have those people that's closest to you, it's that support system that you know that is there. They're like family, you know. You right. expect them to buy your book.
Mm-hmm.
You expect them to buy your book. And then God is like, you know, everybody like different things. Maybe they're not business-minded and they won't read a business book. I say, you right, Lord. And that's how I kind of decide, you know what, it's time to let people off the hook. Let them off the hook. Pray, let them off the hook.
Pray,
you know,
let them off the hook.
Just let them off the hook. I won't be mad at them. I'm like, Lord, this book going to ruin a lot of relationships because they're getting cut off, Lord.
So you said you authored the book that... Tell us about how they can get it, the title of it. Let's go there. Tell us about, you know, the title of the book, how they can get a copy of the book. Tell us about that since we're talking about the book.
So the book is The Entrepreneur Mindset, and it's the 5 Entrepreneur Mindset. In the book, I talk about the 5 Entrepreneur Mindset with real strategies on how to overcome them. And that's with the perfectionist, the sabotaging mindset, the busybody mindset, you know, the fear of letting go, and the servant mindset. And also I give them the boss up method, which is build, organize, sustain, and spread. And
mm-hmm.
pretty much the book take you from I have an idea to here's my mm-hmm. legacy. That's what this book is about. And it's on Amazon. We can get that book on Amazon. Just my name, Shani Simon Godfrey, and you'll
mm-hmm.
see that book, The Mindset, and the subtitle is The 5 Entrepreneurial Mindsets.
Okay. Entrepreneurial Mindset. Would it help the person that says, you know what, I've always wanted to do my own business, have my own business, do my own thing, but I have no clue what I want to do? Would it help even that person?
It will help that person.
Amen.
It will absolutely help that person. This book is for anybody. Entrepreneurs on any level. It could even be the entrepreneurs that's been doing this for a while. And we talked about earlier about sometimes in our journey, we're not too compassionate or understanding. It
mm-hmm.
helps those people to see where they need to, you know, be a little bit more compassionate. And sometimes
yeah.
our businesses fail because we're not compassionate. We're
right.
not looking at the small things that really is what turns into the mountain.
Right. Let's see here. So they can go to Amazon and get a copy of it, The Entrepreneur Mindset.
Yes.
Right? And you, yes, it's under your name. It's not under a pen name or anything like that.
Oh, it's under my name.
All right. And how can they follow you on social media?
You can go to Shani Salmon Godfrey. Matter of fact, as long as you search Shani Salmon on Facebook, you'll see like 3-4 pages. If I'm mm-hmm. on it, they're all mine. It's that serious because I had to do so many different pages. But on Facebook, mm-hmm. Shani Salmon Godfrey, you'll see about three pages with my name on it. They're all mine. On Instagram at Shani Salmon Godfrey. I have 2 pages on Instagram, so you guys will be able to find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, but I'm mostly active on Facebook and Instagram and my website, ShaniSimon.com.
All right. Well, Shani, you have been a true blessing to us tonight, and we look forward to the other works and continued works that you are doing and others that you're being a blessing to as you're helping pull them forth and emerging forth. Any final words you have for anyone tonight, for the listeners tonight?
Yes, just do it. Just do it. Legacy is, it's difficult, it's uncomfortable, and all of the stages that we have to walk through for us to produce that legacy, but just do it. Just do it, because when you are pregnant with legacy, and I say pregnant because that's a term that we hear often. You're pregnant with greatness. You're pregnant with everything else. You know, mm-hmm. just do it. When you have that legacy inside of you, God will not leave you alone. You can outrun it for 10, 20, 30 years, but truthfully, you're going to run right back to it. So just stop running. Submit to that legacy and just do it. Whether it's that degree that you have to get or that book or whatever it is, that job that God say change it, and you don't want to make changes because you don't want to start over. It can say move from the state, and you don't want to move from the state because it's new. Just do it. Just do it. You can be in a relationship saying marry that person, and you're like, yeah, no, Lord. Marriage is just do it. Until you do it, he's not, God is not going to, whatever legacy God have, whatever purpose, whatever plan God have for you, God is not going to change his plan, alter his plan, or move it for you. If it is written, it is written. And you can run, but you can't hide. And eventually, you're going to have to do it. So just embrace it. Don't let him have to build a whole fish for you like Jonah, and just, you know, let's not even go where Jonah went. We just gonna submit, right, and just do it. Do it scared, mm-hmm. do it afraid, do it tired, do it lonely, do it cold, do it hungry. Just do it. Just do it. Even if you have to launch that business overnight, publish everything, close off the computer and go to sleep, do it. Just do it.
Just do it. You can give a testimony about that. Just turn it off and go to sleep.
Yes.
So you can
you know what?
Out with that, right?
I did that. I literally did that. That was my few months. I hit play. I click go. I click go, and then I went straight to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I went to blog, my first blog mm-hmm. post. Okay, do you hear this accent? All right. I felt like it was my writing. So I clicked play and I went to sleep. I post that blog article and I shared it on all my platforms and I went to sleep. And then when I woke up, it says that I had about 200-300 people watching it, mm-hmm. reading it. I said, oh God, I hope I don't. And I turned the comments off, by the way, because, you know, I didn't need that in my life.
But you know what? What you're encouraging is get started somewhere. It don't matter where. Get started somewhere. So that means posting and going to sleep. Do it. That's what you're telling me. Do it.
Just do it wherever
you have to start. Yes. I love it.
I turned the comments off. Listen, when I did my first few Facebook Lives after I clicked the upload and go to sleep, I swipe and make the comments go away. And I would be on there for a whole 30 minutes, And I didn't see one comment because I said, you know what? The comments, I don't want to see them. Maybe it's negative because I see a lot of negative comments on other people's stuff. I said, God, you know, I can't deal with this right now. And I turned the comments off. And now and behold, they were real positive comments. But I would never read the comments until days after I power up, okay, in power and praise. I'm like, I'm good now.
Wow. I tell you, you've been such a blessing and helping so many people find their place in letting go and letting God. You know how you say let go and let God, but they don't know how to. You just really helped them out this evening. And I want to thank God for you and your obedience and what you've been doing and being on your platforms 4 times a week. I commend you because I know what that's like. So, I speak strength to you. As a serialpreneur, as a mother, a wife, you know, you're doing a lot and you're doing it well. So I, you know, commend you for everything you're doing. Just keep doing what you're doing. Continue to stay focused, like you said. Put God first. Stay obedient like you've been directing us. And we thank God again for you tonight as you share. And we look forward to speaking to you soon.
Amen. Thank you so much. It was truly an honor to be on with all of you tonight. And God bless you guys. And remember, just build that legacy. Just do it.
Amen. Thanks again. We'll talk to you soon. All right, guys. Yes, ma'am. If you missed any of this awesome, awesome interview tonight, you want to go back and listen to the recording. It will be available. And about 5 minutes after we complete the show, I'm telling you, building a lasting legacy. Shani has been a complete blessing tonight because so many people have been, as I said earlier, paralyzed. They've been kind of just stumped at so many places of, oh, that fear or procrastination or doubt. Because sometimes you talk yourself out of stuff. But guess what? If God told you to do it, just do it, as she said. So I give God praise for her tonight. You can listen to the recording shortly. Again, go and support our sponsors tonight. Our sponsors are Andrea Zoe Leggett. She is the author of The Original Version. It is a life-changing manual. It's not just a book. You can go out on your ebook outlets online. You can also email azoelifeministries@gmail.com for a physical copy. And then Aphographics, APHOGRAFX. And take care of your graphic and photography needs. Thank God for each and every sponsor. And if you're interested, don't forget to contact us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. Let us know what your business is or service. And we look forward to speaking with you on being a sponsor and supporting us. It's only $25 for the entire month. So we promote your brand and your service for that entire month for that small amount of money. All right, guys, we'll talk to you in the same time next week. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire, pushing you into your purpose and your passion. God bless you and have a prosperous week.